is a safe zone, not a safe zone. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're going to look into this and the impact on serious crises. And for families looking for a virtual adventure, stay tuned, because our last story today is just for you. But we're going to begin today in the Middle East, where another country tells Syrian refugees to go home despite ongoing instability. Over the past week, Turkey sent roughly 1,000 Syrian refugees to a province held by rebel and militant forces. The transfer comes as talks stall between U.S. and Turkish officials. Meanwhile, some experts say the Islamic State still has a presence in Syria, and they're targeting returning Christians. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says Daesh, the Arabic acronym for Islamic State, claimed a recent car bombing outside a church in a Christian neighborhood.
There are at least 12 people who were injured, some critically injured. These are attempts to intimidate the Christian community. The reality is that Daesh, whilst militarily defeated, still the ideology exists and they maintain some presence.
Lebanon's also pointing to the exit sign. Earlier this month, military forced refugees to tear down their makeshift shelters.
Government-controlled areas of Syria are probably safe, although a lot of the refugees who fled to Lebanon do not have much to return to. They have lost a great deal.
Visit us online for ways to help through Middle East Concern. And also,
we can be praying as well for the Christian community in these parts of Syria, that they wouldn't be intimidated and that they would be a source of the hope and light that Syria needs right now.
Next, in Gaza, who your neighbors are could mean you lose your home. According to John, a spokesperson for Bethlehem Bible College, recent exchanges of fire between Hamas and Israel left one family of Palestinian Christians without a home.
There are four apartments. One of them was an office. They didn't know, but one of them was an office with one of the political parties, and that's why it was hit.
There are only 900 Christians in Gaza, so when one family suffers, the local church knows about it. It's another entry in a long list of challenges for Gaza's believers.
You know, the Christians are caring for other people. They're visiting the Muslims that are involved in these protests and showing them love. But of course, showing love in that situation, it's not easy. It's not easy because you're taking on the emotion and the hatred.
Caught in the crossfire, Gaza's church needs support and encouragement from the body of Christ.
That is the best present that you can give to the people out there. Your presence, to be with them, to befriend them, to talk with them, to empathize with them.
If you want to help provide encouragement, we've got some ideas for you at missionnews.org. And taking your child on a trip to India doesn't require a plane ticket. Thanks to Mission India, your family can go on a virtual reality adventure through Experience India. Now, when you sign up for Experience India, Mission India will send you an adventure pack in the mail. You'll explore India in 3D and see how the gospel is spreading through the eyes of kids.
When they go through it, they'll get a cardboard virtual reality headset. They'll learn about India and its spiritual landscape. And they'll really come to know how God is changing India through children. So focus this squarely on our year-long children's Bible clubs. And there's four different weekly experiences. So there's a traditional video, and then there's also the virtual reality piece where you're immersed into a slum in the mountains, and you get to see how God's working through the Bible clubs there.
That's Eric Morissette with Mission India. The ministry partnered with Sunlight Curriculum last year to create Experience India. And since then, Morissette says they've improved and revamped the program. And the good news?
The cost is free. And so we're really excited about that. We really want this to be a tool for families and churches and Christian schools to use to really share what God is doing in India. Within a couple of days, we'll ship out your adventure kit, and you can start the process of going through and learn more about India and the Great Commission.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for things I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or kids' ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and then look for the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry, because we've got the instructions saved at our website. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.